morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM in Pittsfield and 88.1 in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning to all our faithful Irish song listeners. Whatever we want to call it. Okay. Welcome to another show for everybody. On Memorial Day, anyway.
On Memorial Day weekend. This is show number 317 on our list here.
Yeah.
And we're planning a good one for you today from Celtic Thunder, David Muddley, Shauna Rieta, Andy Irvin, and Spoilpeen. You haven't heard from them. Spoilpeen, indeed.
Oh, my God.
They're going to play a tune called The Fox Hunters for us.
Ah.
But we'll get to that. And how about you, Farm?
Well, today I got, in memory of some of the soldiers that have passed away on this Memorial Day, I got the High Kings, Van Morrison, and Amble today.
Okay, good. All right, we're starting off today's show with some Celtic Thunder.
Hare and turn it down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin and Waffle Rock.
Twas in the merry month of Bave, from me home I started, left the girls and shoe, nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut to stuff like thorn, to banish ghosts and gobble and bought a pair of brogues, rattling all the bogs and frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, one, two, three, four, five.
Hunt the hare and turn it down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, back for Loggy Rock.
In Mullingar that night, I rest a limb so weary, started by daylight, next morning bright, and there he took a drop of the pure, keep me hard from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, when Airy's off for drinking, to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious thoughts, would set your heart to bubble, and asked if I was hard, wages I required till I was almost hard, on the rocky road to Dublin, one, two, three, four, five.
Hunt the hare and turn it down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack for Loggy Rock.
Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived a view of that fine city, till then I took a stroll, all among the quality, my bundle it was stole, in a neat locality, something crossed me mind, when I looked behind, no bundle could I find, on me stick a wallet, inquiring for the road, they said me Connacht Road wasn't much in vogue, on the rocky road to Dublin, one, two, three, four, five,
hunt the hare and turn it down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, white for Loggy Rock.
From there I got away, me spirits never fail, and landed on the quay, just as the ship was sailing, captain at me roared, said that no room had he when I jumped aboard, a cabin bound for Paddy down among the pigs, I played some funny rigs, danced some hearty jigs, the water round me bubbling, when a poly hit, I wished myself was dead, but better for instead, on the rocky road to Dublin, one, two, three, four, five,
hunt the hare and turn it down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, back for long.
The boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool, could no longer stand it, the blood began to boil, temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's oil, they began abusing,
the rummy soaks his eye,
shillelagh I let fly,
some Galway boys were by,
so I was a hobbling,
with a loud hooray,
joined in the affray,
we quickly cleared the way,
for the rocky road to Dublin, one, two, three, four, five, on the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to
Whack-a-lolly-rock.
Hunt the hare and turn it down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack-a-lolly-rock.
shitty, old shitty, old shitty, double shitty, all of it, the ball of it, the double people.
A live performance there, obviously, from Sean Arriaga, featuring Sean O'Shea and his band, the Kiltiri Kulan, with Real Morwalya, the Big Town Dance.
The Big Town Dance.
It really sounded like a Big Town Dance.
Yeah, it did.
Before that, we heard some other dances from David Munnelly, of a certain fame here in the Berkshires, from his album Detached with... Two 20s barn dances. Yeah, they were from the 20s, I gathered from the jacket notes. And we started off with a very familiar tune, one of the oldest songs in the repertoire, from the very best of Celtic Thunder, The Rocky Road to Dublin. Always a popular tune. And you've got something lined up for us, Farmer.
I do. I also have a little appreciation, a shout-out, to all the guys that went out and put flags on the graves of soldiers, of all our military personnel, first responders, firefighters, and police officers. And I want to thank all those guys so very much for doing that, because it makes the cemetery look very, very nice. And this song is going out for in memory of all those that have passed on before us. So,
okay, there's quite a few of them, I'm told.
Yes, there's quite a bit of them. So here we go.
Well, how do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while, neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene?
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind a glass pane? In an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame.
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
The sun now it shines o'er the green fields of France, There's a warm summer's breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas and no barbed wire. There's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. All the countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned.
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Now young Willie McBride, I can't help but wonder why. To those that lie here now, why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars?
For the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the
in order. I'll write with my pen the trials and misfortunes of Alan MacLean. I was born in the Olton, a minister's son, brought up with good learning till my school days were done. Well, I went to the college, a scholar to be, but the wedding at Westfield, it quite ruined me. John Allan MacGregor, MacDermot and me, we went to the wedding, bonny lasses to see. We danced and we drank, and we took great delight, till bonny Sally Allen came in to my sight. Oh, Sally, dear Sally, will you sit down by me and tell me the news from your north country? Oh, Sally, dear Sally, will you take a dram? Oh, yes, Bonnie Allen, if it comes from your hand. We went to the broom in the middle of the night. We had knee neither coal nor candle, but the moon gave us light. But her father next morning to the college he came. He was all in a passion at Alan MacLean. If it's true, says the regent, and I think it's no lie, this day from Alton College young Alan must fly. Today is the recreation, and tomorrow's the ball, and we'll banish young Alan from the Alton College Hall. She was a rich man's daughter, and I but a poor man's son, and one word from her father, and my college days were done. A minister, and he preaches at Tain, and my mother died in the Highlands, and I dare not go home. But there's Charlotte the Royal lies ready for sea, and she takes goods and passengers, and maybe she'll take me. I intended for a minister, but now that will not do, and it's now as a doctor that my life I must pursue. And it's I'm bound for London, a doctor to be, and then to Jamaica, strange countries to see. And if ever I return again, as I hope I will, we will have a merry meeting by the Alton College wall. And if ever I return again, as I surely will, I will marry Sally Allen in spite of them all. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland with Farmer Hughes and Kevin Cahill. And you just heard, well, I just wonder what you just heard here. That's the Fox Hunters. There was the Fox Hunters, which was from a Spiel Peen. And before that, you heard from traditional music from Andy Irvin.
That you I really like that guy. It's just, his voice is perfect for this music, I tell you.
It is, it is. And he's obviously a very talented musician. And the name of that tune, well, it was traditional. It was new music anyway from Andy Irvin and his album Rude Awakening.
Rude Awakening.
Rude Awakening. So the Breffni School of Irish Dance had their event this past Friday at the Nicholas School in Dalton. It went off very well. But I just want to offer my congratulations to another successful teaching year for Jenny Darby and her team at the Breffni School of Irish Dance. They put on a wonderful performance, and we had a lovely banquet.
Nice.
So that was very nice. So if you see any of the members of the Breffni School of Irish Dance, congratulate them because they did a good job. And more than that, they really qualify themselves as one of the more expert dances that I've been, and God knows I've been watching them for years. Uh-huh. So what you got lined up for us, Farmer?
What do I got? It's right now I got Amble lined
number
up.
Number four.
Yes, sir. Number four.
Down from yon roof there holds a story about a man that was never told. He'd wake up in the morning when the big bell rings, and he'd climb into his tree house to collect his wings. He'd fly over this town for to call out loud and pray upon the doors who do know proud. He'd wish them all hail, then he'd glide away and put away those wings at the end of the day. Sing, hey, I'm living. No, hey, I'm living. On the bus heading out of town with a picture of his girl, his guitar spun round. Oh, he starts to play a tune that he don't know how, and little girls and boys begin to sing it loud, singing, hey, I'm living. Oh, hey, I'm living. Go by, got the old wings now, and the little girls and boys have become the town. You know, he sees it in the face of a young man now, and the same reasons to hate, same reasons so loud. And hey, I'm living. No, hey, I'm living. Thank you.
You all recognize that song? I know you did, Farmer.
I did.
That was The Commitments from the movie, The Commitments, with the lead song of the movie, Mustang Sally.
Yes, sir.
As it says on the sleeve, from the motion picture soundtrack.
Motion picture soundtrack.
And before that, you heard from The Invisible Stars, The Choral Works of Ireland and Scotland. I play from that frequently. With The Coast of Galicia was the name of that tune.
Ah.
And you started us off,
I did. I started us out with Amble, and the song was Treehouse Wings. And that came off their album Reverie.
Treehouse Wings.
Treehouse Wings.
Wow.
It's a story of some kind that must have happened.
It must have happened
years ago. I missed it. So.
They didn't send you the memo, Farmer.
Yeah.
So on this day in 1923, the Irish Civil War came to an end. It had begun the previous June when 200 or so IRA members, opposed to the Anglo-Irish Treaty, had occupied the four courts in Dublin, was a courthouse, which was then shelled by the National Army of the Irish Free State. For more than 10 months, the Civil War raged. Arthur Griffith and Michael Collins, the two leading Irish signatories of the treaty, died during this time, the former from a cerebral hemorrhage, the latter in an ambush at Beal na Bla in County Cork. Anti-treaty men set fire to the home of Dublin TD Sean McGarry, killing his 7-year-old son, Emmett. Sean Hales, a pro-treaty TD for Cork, was shot dead. In retaliation, four anti-treaty captives, Rory O'Connor, Liam Mellows, Richard Barrett, and Joe McKelvey, were killed by firing squad. Only the previous year, O'Connor had been the best man at the wedding of Kevin O'Higgins, the last cabinet member to give his consent to the men's executions. At least 77 anti-treaty men were executed by the Free State government. A figure as high as 84 is sometimes cited. Eamon de Valera is often seen as the face of the anti-treaty IRA during the Civil War, but in fact it was Liam Lynch who was the chief of staff of the Irregulars, as they were called. When Lynch was mortally wounded in April 1923, it made defeat of the anti-treaty IRA all but inevitable. On May 24th, de Valera issued a statement to volunteers, quote, "Soldiers of the Republic, Legion of the Rear Guard, the Republic can no longer be defended successfully by your arms. Further sacrifice of life would now be in vain, and continuance of the struggle in arms is unwise in the national interest and prejudicial to the future of our cause. Military victory must be allowed to rest for the moment with those who have destroyed the Republic." And so it remains.
To this day.
And to this day. And Mr. De Valera, despite his obviously concerns, didn't stop him from becoming president several times of the Republic. But there you have it. Yeah. So on this day in 1923, the Civil War ended. And you have something lined up for us, Farmer?
Yeah, I got us to start off. This set would be Van Morrison.
Number one, number two.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? My love, well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Starry night, as I lay sleeping. One starry night, as I lay in bed, I dreamed I heard wagon wheels creaking. When I awoke, my own love had fled. I'd searched the highways like wise the byways. I'd searched the bullies, the camping places too. I will inquire all of our people, have they tired of tidings or signs of you? Many's the mile, love, with you I've travelled. Many's the hour, love, with you I've spent. I dreamed you were my love forever. Now I find, love, you were only lent. and drunk today. But I've times and sober, a constant rover from town to town. When I'm dead and my sorrows ended, Molly Bonastorin, come and lay me down. Many's the mile long with you I've traveled, many's the hour long with you I've spent. I dreamed you were my love forever. Now I find love, you were only land.
That was Sean Terrell.
Mm.
He was Bernie Flaherty's, one of Bernie Flaherty's favorite singers.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. The Man for Galway is the name of the album and the song. And before that, you heard from the Magical Ring CD from Clannad, which is what they did their movies with. And the name of the tune was to honor Newgrange, the prehistoric site north of Dublin. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Van Morrison, and it was Moondance, and that came off his CD, Moondance.
Okay.
One of his very first albums, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not mistaken, I don't think. So we're going to keep going here. We're going to be hearing from the Celtic cellist, Marston Smith, with The Harp That Once Through Tara's Halls. Thank you.
from me. These tides of time have carved a few new lines.
While you're listening to the Rum Jacks, this is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial.
And I wish everybody to have a great week. Again, like Kevin said, listen to us again next week. We're always looking for you guys to hear us out. And have a good week. But good. Be kind and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.